Welcome to a special episode. This is episode 221. I am going to be talking about diecast models airports for your diecast models. Welcome to a brand new episode. So I have decided to spontaneously make this episode to talk about my Gemini Jets airport. Going to talk about what planes to order, and also I'll leave some links in the description for the airport that I have where you could get the deluxe model. So I currently have the smallest model and the smallest map they sell, just because of, you know, the lack of space. Although I do need to upgrade to the big airport, since I have 25 diecast models, and I have the plan, I am planning on adding at least 15 to 20 models this next year to my airport. So I live next to Seattle. Well, not next to. I live about 45 minutes from Seattle Tacoma International Airport, and that is what I base my airport off of. Now, a way that you can save money is to do what I do, base your airport off of your home airport or an airport that is your favorite, instead of just buying a bunch of models, because then if you just want to get every single model that you see that you like, you can you'll spend quite a bit of money. I mean, you still are going to spend quite a bit of money, but you're going to kind of, it's going to slow you down, and you're going to kind of know what to get and kind of go from there. What I tell people is that when they're going to have an airport, they get 1 to 400 scale, you know, for that airport. And if there's a special livery that they like to get a bigger scale, like a 1 to 130 or a 1 to 100 scale with of a plane that no longer flies with a particular livery that you're a big fan of, just because if you want to keep your airport realistic, you're probably not going to want to have a plane that has a livery on it that was from like 5 years ago, but it's all personal preference. You can do what you would like, but that's just my recommendation to keep your airport modernized and up to date with what the airport that you are basing your airport off of. So Emirates flies to Seattle, so I have the Emirates 777-300ER. I also have the Lufthansa Airbus A330-300. They fly from Frankfurt. Next year, I will be getting the Airbus A350 because Lufthansa will be launching their Munich to Seattle route. I also, seen as Seattle Tacoma is the headquarter, has its, you know, Alaska Airlines has its headquarters and main hub, in Seattle. They are the biggest, I have the most aircraft of that particular airline. Delta coming in second, seeing as they also have a hub in Seattle. I also have British Airways 787-10 and the Virgin Atlantic 787-9. I do need to add another British Airways aircraft, seeing as we get two daily British Airways flights. I also have the A330neo for Delta. I'm going to get a second one because we get more than one A330 on one route. So I'm going to, you know, try and look at your route and how many aircraft, what type of aircraft are being flown from different destinations. I kind of made that a little bit confusing there. I also have Iceland Air 737 MAX 8. The reason I have that is because at the time when I got the aircraft, Iceland Air was flying the MAX to Seattle. They now only fly the 757 and the 767. I do have the Air France A350. That was also when Air France relaunched their route after the pandemic. They use the A350. However, they do use it in the wintertime, so that aircraft still comes to my airport, and you will see it in pictures. I also have the Star Alliance Viva Air 77-10 in the Star Alliance livery. Unfortunately, it has not yet flown to Seattle, But in due time, it will. Also, how the Horizon Air 175, it's actually SkyWest on November 186. You're a Yankee. But yeah. And I also had the Delta 7x7-300ER. Had that for a few years. And I also had the One World livery, Alaska Airlines One World livery, 737-900ER. To continue on with my Alaska Airlines fleet, I also have the MAX 9 in the West Coast livery. I also call it the Orca livery because it has orcas on the side. I have the Alaska Airlines 737-900ER in the Honoring Those Who Serve livery. Also have American Eagle E-175 that SkyWest operates from Phoenix and Los Angeles. Then we have the American 777-200ER, only operates the London route. Also have the Airbus A350. Take note, this was when Delta was flying their A350 to Seattle last year from Atlanta. However, I do use that aircraft to fill in on routes that the A330 does fly to Seattle. So I'm kind of, I love the A350, so I am going to keep that on. It's a real route that's flown by the A330, but it's operated out of my airport, Sunrise International, based off of SeaTac, by the A350-900. So we also have Turkish Airlines, the 787-9. The registration for that is Tango Charlie-Lima. Let me look at this. I don't want to mess that up. Tango Charlie-Lima Oscar. So we got that. I don't know if I covered this. So I have the Volaris A321-200neo. Now I ordered this aircraft without looking at the description, not realizing that they fly the A321. This is when I first, was starting my airport and getting the fleet all together. They actually fly the A320neo into Seattle, so that aircraft does not fly into the States as far as I know. They only fly the A320neo. We also got the United MAX 8. I'm kind of going off track here, so I don't know if I talked about something. So I'm sorry if I'm covering something twice. But we have the MAX 8 from United. And then the Delta Airlines A321neo that just entered the fleet just a few months ago. The newest aircraft to enter the fleet was the Delta A330neo and the EVA Air 787-10 in the Star Alliance livery. So one way to keep your airport, modeled after your favorite airport is to look at what liveries fly into your airport, what aircraft is flown by the particular airline into your airport. For me, some airlines I'm going to have to get an aircraft that they don't fly into Seattle just because the aircraft that they fly into Seattle is not available in a die-cast form, and if it is, it costs way too much. So yeah, there's a lot that is in store for this airport. Another aircraft I do have that I forgot to cover is the Southwest 737 MAX 8, also an A321-200 for Frontier. I have two A220-300s, one Air Canada, and one Delta. I have 25 die-cast models in total. There's a lot that goes into choosing your fleet. It was easy for me to pick out what airport I want just because what airport I want to model my airport off of because Seattle is close. And with, airlines launching new routes to Seattle, there's definitely going to be a whole lot more activity in Seattle and a lot more die-cast models coming to my airport. So I do have 10 aircraft that I do plan on adding to my fleet between January and April of 2024. One of those being the EME-1 737 MAX 8 for Southwest Airlines. Also, the new the Salmon People livery for Alaska Airlines and the 737-800. So there's a lot coming. Unfortunately, you won't see the World of Love livery at my airport. If you see that, it'll be in the 1 to 100 scale. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of talk about my airport a little bit. Please check out our Instagram at it's taking_flight_podcast. That's the Instagram. Thank you for listening to this special episode. And John and I will be back in a few days. Thank you for listening. And until next time, fly safe.